Good morning, everybody. You all awake? Staying warm in this nice air-conditioned room.
There you go.
As Mark mentioned, I'm from Solano County Public Health, and I wanted to start off this morning by asking for some volunteers to define quality for me. Don't all speak at once. Hopefully I can hear you. Can you hear me in the back? Okay, good. Very good. Very academic. Very good. Anyone else? I'm just trying to see if you're awake this Monday morning. Anyone else want to go at defining quality? That's a very good definition. The definition of quality is a degree of excellence, and of course there are very definitions of quality. This is according to dictionary.com. Quality is important to our customers. It reduces costs and improves efficiency, and it attracts and retains quality staff. Just to make sure you know you're in the right place, again, I am Jill Cook from Solano County Public Health, and this is, we have developed a model for the future of public health, as we believe it, by creating a culture of quality within our local health jurisdiction. And I have no relationships to disclose. This is a required slide. And the objectives of this, my short time with you this morning, are to help you recognize the value of quality improvement in public health, to share strategies for constructing a public health quality advisory committee and the related work plan, to identify processes for developing a public health quality management plan, and identify efforts to disseminate quality improvement principles and practices within a local health jurisdiction. The Department of Health and Human Services has recently developed a National Public Health Performance Standards Program for the purpose of improving quality of public health practice and the performance of public health systems. That would be applicable to local health jurisdictions and state health departments. And the program is currently voluntary, but in anticipation of it being required someday, Solano County Public Health has developed the Quality Improvement Program. And the national standards, I put the website on the bottom slide so that you can look into that and find more information on this program. But basically, the program is developed to provide performance standards for public health systems, improve the quality and accountability of public health practice, conduct systematic collection and analysis of performance data, and develop a science base for public health practice improvement activities and programs. The spectrum of quality within Solano Public Health starts with the quality management plan, and it acts as a blueprint for quality initiatives. It's the overriding purpose of the quality management plan. It's the infrastructure that supports quality improvement activities within our local health jurisdiction, and it's a framework and overall guidance for how quality will continuously be improved in all services and programs. Another piece of the spectrum is continuous quality improvement, also known as CQI. It was developed by Edward Deming in the early 1900s. He was a statistician and was the founding father of TQM, which is Total Quality Management. CQI is an operating philosophy that strives to continuously improve all services and organizational processes and is driven by management. Some of the characteristics of CQI. CQI is a transformational change and changes organizational culture. It moves away from what we're all used to with top-down management. Management kind of tells you what to do, tells you how to change things, how to make things better, and moves away for gives the power, the operational control to staff, the people actually doing the day-to-day work. After all, they are the experts in how to make things better because they are the first to discover why things go wrong. It's a proactive, multidisciplinary process that's very data-driven, and it's a four-step process where we use the PDCA cycle, which we'll I'll show you in 1 second. It's Plan, Do, Check, Act. This is the PDCA wheel, which we use very often in our teams, which I'll speak to in a second. And there's 12 steps. The first 6 steps are in the planning phase. You can see them here. And there's 2 steps in Do, Check, and Act. We spend a lot of time planning. The end of our spectrum in terms of quality at Solano Public Health is quality assurance. This is our newest piece. It's the Medical Advisory Committee, and it's used as a systematic approach for evaluating the accuracy of patient care. This is something used at our county public health clinics with the goal of improving patient care and the delivery of medical practice. It acts as an advisory board to the Director of Health and Social Services in matters of patient care delivery. They conduct monthly meetings that are designed to systematically evaluate the accuracy of patient care through medical chart review and chart audit. So CQI at Solano Public Health, our early years, started back in 2004 when we were awarded a Ryan White program grant, and we were required to do continuous quality improvement with our HIV clients and our HIV care we delivered. And we made some good progress, but weren't real sure. We were just doing it because we had to do it, and that's what started it all back in 2004. Since then, in 2005, we applied through the California Healthcare Foundation for a grant to help us actually systematize quality improvement, and we started with diabetes. We had about 1,200 diabetics in our county medical clinics, and we're given 2 consultants to help us build the infrastructure for quality improvement with our diabetes program. So just a little bit about a CQI project. So I spoke of 2 CQI projects so far, our HIV and our diabetes. A CQI project consists of a project champion, which in the clinical setting is often a clinician, but it can really be anyone who is a leader for whatever that project may be and who has the power and the initiative to make change. Team members are multidisciplinary, so depending on where the project is located, for example, in the clinics, it's multidisciplinary, includes registration staff, a medical assistant, a nurse, maybe a clinician. And a recorder is always critical. It's the person who takes minutes. And the CQI coordinator is actually a person who does all the organizing, creates agendas, gets people together, makes sure people do what their assignments are and action items. And then guests are invited based on expertise of the project area, or for example, if you're working on medical nutrition therapy referrals, you would include a registered dietitian or someone from nutrition services. So CQI at Solano Public Health, we continue to grow. In 2006, we moved CQI into out of the clinics, which we were very excited about. It's very innovative, at least so we believe. And we moved it into our tuberculosis control program, which is based out of our district public health nursing. And it moved away from clinical, which CQI is well known to be in clinical settings, and looked at the tuberculosis control and how to improve the delivery of public health nursing services within tuberculosis control. And they've been working really hard for the last 2 years. They've made a lot of great accomplishments. Their first project was working on the processes and collection of x-rays and reports. They're currently working on reorganizing their charts and making their work more efficient, time management-wise. And then in 2007, we started a clinic operations CQI team, which actually was mandated from a county administrator's office and was originally called Access to Care. We were asked to decrease our wait time in our county medical clinics from 6 weeks to 2 weeks in a 6-month period. And all we could think of was to apply CQI principles. And We accomplished that. It wasn't in 6 months. It was more like 12 months, but we did make a lot of great progress. And we changed the name of the project to Clinic Operations because we realized there is lots to improve in terms of clinic operations, which access to care was part of. And finally, 2 years ago, we developed a quality advisory committee with a mission to improve public health services by providing leadership to create and sustain a culture that promotes continuous quality improvement through the public health division. It was started in September 2006. Our QAC membership consists of all our bureaus in public health, and we have approximately 240 employees within the public health division. We sit in a bigger department, the Health and Social Services Department. Within our division, we have various programs, nutrition services, the lab, EMS, maternal and child health, public health nursing, our county medical clinics, health promotion and education. And there's two members from each of the bureaus that represent, and it's mixed between line staff and management that sit on the QAC. The leadership includes two co-chairs, which myself is one co-chair, and our medical director of our clinics is the other co-chair, and our coordinator is one of our health services managers. The QAC has their own work plan. It's quite elaborate, but I try to simplify it here. And we're looking at doing a continuous quality improvement orientation for all public health staff. It's going to be about a two-hour training for all staff, so that's 240 people. We currently completed a division-wide customer satisfaction survey, evaluating the services that we provide and what our customers think and how we can improve them. We're actually tabulating that data as we speak. It speaks to infrastructure for our quality management program. We are doing an employee orientation program, so new employees are educated about CQI and its value and its purpose in our division. And then our vision are monthly learning collaboratives that we'll get to someday after the CQI orientation, where they're kind of like a CQI university, which allows individuals after they receive the original training, the basic orientation, to come at lunchtime and put the skills to work and practices. So it'd be a voluntary project. So our current infrastructure includes a quality management team, which consists of our leaders in quality improvement. And they give guidance to the quality advisory committee. And we have four advisors, our two chairs that I mentioned, our QAC coordinator, and then our health officer and deputy director of our division. And then we still consult with, who's very critical and valuable to us, our original consultant that we got from a grant. We scrape up some money here and there to have a small contract with our consultant who gives us guidance to where we want to go and where we want to be. So the quality planning team guides the development, implementation, and evaluation of QI efforts within our public health division. They provide support, as I mentioned, to the QAC. They develop and revise the quality management plan. They secure resources and development and the infrastructure that allows us to carry on our good work in CQI. And they gather and garner support for CQI activities. This is our organizational chart. It's kind of elaborate and confusing, but it allows us to see where you see the quality advisory committee at the top in the middle, and then our stakeholders and the quality management team, which I just spoke about, gives guidance to the quality advisory committee who gives guidance to all of the bureaus and the projects. And you see at the bottom the rectangles above the circles, those are all our projects. And we currently have two new projects, which we're very excited about, again, because delivering CQI outside of the clinics. We have a new project starting in our California Children's Services program, looking at assuring timely entry of new referrals into the system. And that should be starting next month. So we're very excited about that. And also, in the next few months, starting a new project on targeted case management and looking at error omissions and documentation. So other CQI activities, we have a quarterly newsletter that goes out to the Public Health Division and to some of their leaders and the Board of Supervisors that speaks to all of our great quality improvement work throughout our division and all of our bureaus. We have 3 display boards distributed throughout the county and public places that highlight the main project. It's usually the cover of the newsletter. And we have an intranet page that allows you to all department employees to look at continuous quality improvement and where we're at. And we have an annual report. We're currently producing our 2nd annual report that highlights all of the work we've done over the past year. So outcomes to date for CQI include improved health indicators, specifically in diabetes care and HIV, improved collaboration between clinicians and staff, improved communications between management and line staff, and enhanced morale and job satisfaction. And we do have 2 projects geared at workplace improvement. They don't exactly follow the strict CQI steps, but they are definitely quality improvement. We have 1 within the clinics and 1 within public health nursing, and they've made some great accomplishments in terms of improving job satisfaction and morale. Other outcomes, a better understanding of responsibilities and care process, identification and improvement in workflow, increased efficiency and standardization of all program operations, and really an improved sense of teamwork. Some of the lessons that we've learned, which have been many, leadership is vital both at the management level and staff level. Data collection is essential and very critical in measuring success. The team composition and size is very important, and again, multidisciplinary teams are essential. Changing behavior and processes is difficult. However, quality improvement has occurred just from increasing awareness. Some of our limitations are challenges of management to be led by proactive rather than reactive, so kind of changing that culture. And every major endeavor involves planning, maintenance, and resources. And I think our biggest limitation, there's no dedicated funding to support these efforts. And so we're really trying to get out there and apply for grants. We actually were just awarded a small grant from Kaiser Permanente to help us with our division-wide CQI training of staff. So that's exciting. So I started this presentation asking you to define quality. Now, what is quality? Quality is not a program or a project. It isn't the responsibility of one individual or even those assigned to the quality department, which a lot of people look at us at when we say that. It's a meaningful and sustainable changes that are possible only when people throughout an organization feel a shared desire to make processes and outcomes better every day. And just, I wanted to close with some quality quotes from Deming, which is the founder of CQI. Quality is everybody's responsibility. William Foster said, quality is a result of high intention, sincere effort, intelligent direction, and skillful execution. And Henry Ford, quality means doing it right when no one else is looking. Thank you. If you have any questions, I'm happy to. I think I have a few minutes to take any questions. No, we actually designed a budget to document in-kind funding that we're providing with current staff, but no, we don't have a budget. It's all in-kind, besides the small contract we have. Well, we have a small budget now that Kaiser provided us, but not previous to that, no. Yes?
How not only infrastructure to support your reporting, evaluations, and measurements?
That's a good question. We actually, in the HIV program, we have the CareWare that I don't know if any of you are familiar with through HRSA. And we recently developed a registry for our diabetic patients. Yes? I had a hard time hearing you. The lessons learned was... Thank you, sorry. Well, when I was speaking to our access to care, we were asked to decrease wait time from 6 weeks to 2 weeks in a six-month time, and that was a big challenge. I think we got to about 4 weeks in a six-month time, so I think that was sufficient for the county administrator at that time, and within the 12 months, we got down to 2 weeks because it included, you know, staff shortages, you know, changing clinic operations space. Hope that answers your question. Any other questions? I think my time has run out. Thank you very much.